I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Rise and shine, campers. Welcome back to Horribly Hollywood Single. I am your host, Adam Carr. I gotta tell ya, we got quite a show for you today. I have two hysterical ladies. I'm so excited. This is the show where we talk about bad dates. Dating everywhere sucks, but dating in LA sucks more. And joining me today, first off, she's the co-founder of the HBO Women in Comedy Festival in Boston. She also has a brand new podcast coming out this Saturday, The Wrong Voicemail Podcast, Boston Edition. Ladies and gentlemen, Maria Ciampa, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome, welcome. Yeah, it's great to have you here. And of course, your counterpart here to your right. One of my dear friends who I've known for a long time, I cast her in my original series, The Call Room, which was a show about telemarketers. She's a huge voiceover actor all over L.A. You can catch her also in Spider-Man for PS4 voices in there. Also, Days Gone, if you like blowing up some zombies.
Yeah.
Groundling School, she's hysterical. Alexa Rose, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Ladies, welcome.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So you're right outside. Immediately, I started roasting Alexa. It was just...
Yeah, it was
perfect.
Everyone just wanted to shit on me, and I just had to take it.
Nothing makes me feel better than just shitting on you a little bit.
She's so angelic and cheerful. Like, it's perfect. It's like, let's shit on her.
No, she is. It's that face. By the way, you know, you remind me, for the last month and a half, we were trying to get together with you and your boyfriend, Chris.
Yep.
So nice, right? And then we met. We had a double date.
Yeah.
We went to the Geffen Playhouse this last weekend. Forgot his gift again. It was his birthday. I've been trying to get this gift. So I'm giving it to you right now. Here it is.
Happy birthday, Chris.
For those of you on the podcast,
happy
I'm handing over
Chris.
A bag.
Oh, it's a beautiful bag. It has rainbows drawn by a 5-year-old.
Yeah, that's right.
They did a really great job.
Yeah,
on
it's
it.
Kids in a little village in Africa.
Do you want me to open it?
You want to open it?
I can see a card. Do you want me to do the card?
Yeah, why don't you open it?
Okay, so this is for Chris. Oh, the birthday boy.
Yeah, that's right. The birthday boy.
In the back, it says smile.
Yeah.
Aww. Don't forget to smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's just for men now. We don't say that to women anymore.
No. You can only put it in cards to men in writing.
You can only tell women. To frown.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. My husband's such a feminist, that's what he does to me. He's like,
why don't you frown more?
And I'm like, why don't you not tell me what to do with my face at all?
Exactly. So why don't
you
read the card?
So we got some cute little cows,
mm-hmm.
and it says, did you know that as you get older, ... your hearing and eyesight begin to fail?
What?
I'm going to open it.
Ooh.
So what do you think of your musical birthday card?
And the irony is that the text is so tiny.
It is very
you can't
tiny.
Even see it.
You
and
can't
then there's no music.
That's nice.
That's
He's
right.
He's going to love it.
It's super
He's
small.
Gonna love it. I'll save the personalized message just for his eyes.
No, it's something, it's very personal.
Just for his eyes.
Yeah. Well, it's about our weekend.
And, yeah, it's pretty sexy.
It's about our weekend in Cabo together.
He still won't tell me what happened.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Do I get to see the gift? Or
oh,
just
do you want
to
see the gift? Yeah.
Can we just real quick?
Yeah, just do it.
Okay. I'm opening. Oh my god!
Oh right.
Yes. It.
So Alexa's boyfriend, his name is Chris.
His name is Christopher Lloyd.
Exactly. And
not the Christopher Lloyd,
right?
Oh.
So and his Instagram name, what is it? The real Doc Brown.
I think it's Doc Brown time.
Doc Brown time. Okay.
So this is a Dr. Emmett Brown Funko Pop.
Little Funko
He's
Pop.
He's gonna love it.
That's right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I keep telling him for Halloween for a couple's costume, I want him to be Doc Brown, and then I want to be the
Marty McFly.
No, I want to be the Watchtower. And like,
he was trying to light it up.
Yeah, and then have like a
great.
Piece of like light. And then, The clock tower still.
The clock tower?
Just all night doing that.
And have him hold on to it. Like,
I want you to wear a bra that says 1.21 gigawatts.
Oh, done. Just, thank you. Do you want to come craft it with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
This year, 2020.
Well, you got my fiance into cross stitching, so thank you. So you're really into arts and crafts.
I am. I'm a crafty gal.
You're the best. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, this show, it's a lot of fun because all we do is just talk about bad dates, especially those unique to Los Angeles. Now, I know, Maria, you've been married for quite a while. I'm going to ask probably a little bit of advice because I'm engaged now.
Yeah.
You've been down that rabbit hole.
Oh, yes.
I want to know, you know, you've been on the Oregon Trail. I haven't. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to have to throw away 300 pounds of bison meat because it's going to go bad or to repair that wagon wheel or keep going.
You're
going to
get stuck in the river.
I just might.
keep yourself healthy. You know, there might be typhoid fever. There's sickness and health. There are vows.
One of those. Yeah. It just wipes out the whole camp.
The whole thing.
The whole...
Marriage will kill you.
So...
Maybe you guys will get stuck on a mountain and you'll have to eat each other.
Delicious! Who gets to eat who first?
Wait, is that movie like Alive or that
yes.
soccer team or whatever?
Soccer team.
Yeah, they get stuck. It's based on the real...
But there's actually a family that were pioneers that were up kind of like near Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Their name escapes me right now that I'm live recording something. All
right, I forgot. Yeah, some of these people get nervous. I don't think people know sometimes. We're live recording the show and it's streaming and it's going up now. So nothing's edited.
The Donner Party.
There it is.
The Donner Party.
It came to her. You know it would. She's like, put more pressure on me. I'll remember the murderous...
Richard Donner?
Cannibals.
The guy who directed Superman? No, you idiot. Oh, yeah. He did the Goonies. So anyway. So we're going to read... Nikki Nelson has a fantastic blog, thesinglesociety.com.
Does she know that you do this?
No. Actually, this is mine. This is mine. I write this every...
Is this your pseudonym?
Yeah. Nikki Nelson's my pseudonym.
Aww, if you move the letters around...
It's Adam Carr. If you move Nikki Nelson around, somehow this whole... Yeah, it's the Da Vinci Code. It's really Adam Carr. Adam Nathan Carr.
That's how we
so
did.
I'm going to start off today with a little bit of a bad date story. And here we go. Says, this was the weirdest and worst dating story I've ever had. Oh boy, we're setting our shelves up here. Shelves, excuse me. My worst dating story began one dreary afternoon when I arrived at a local sushi spot to meet Neil, a beguiling gentleman with a nicely sculpted...
I didn't want to correct him because I really like beguiling.
You know, beguiling. It's not... It's like when I say rebuked, like when I'm with my fiance, I said... Damn it. Okay, this is what I do. I say the wrong words.
Yeah.
You couldn't just let me have it, could you?
No, I couldn't.
Here we go. A beguiling gentleman with a nicely sculpted physique with whom I've been chatting with via Bumble, where they talk to you first, for the greater part of the month. Neil worked in finance along with every other dude in NYC. This takes place in New York. Just telling you, it can still be bad there. And could never quite commit to a date because his job was too demanding. Mm. Oh, boy. Mm. Neil. But alas, a date was set. Upon arrival, I was pleased to see Neil's physique appearance was indeed every bit as enticing as his profile, but I was slightly taken aback by his venue of choice. This sushi restaurant in particular looked more like a takeout joint, or somewhere where you would pop in to grab a quick, cheap lunch in the middle of the workday. Maybe he's just doing that because he's like, I don't know if I want to spend money on you yet, right. Or, you know, he has no idea.
Yeah.
It certainly would not be my first choice for a first date, but I digress. To be fair, if he's taken a while to set a first date, and then this is where he sets it...
Yeah...
Right? You want to feel a little taken care of.
Yeah. Just it's like effort. Now you feel like takeout.
Right. Your $5 sushi, kind of lukewarm in the car for 3 hours. I think I'll eat it. It's beguiling. Neil and I posted up in a booth by the window, and as the waitress approached, Neil immediately whipped out a creased piece of paper from his wallet to present to her. Neil had a Groupon deal for an unlimited sushi dinner for two for $18 per person. Midday Groupon deal. Guy's got some balls. I sympathize with the fact that dating, especially for men, can get quite expensive. Yeah. Yes, it can. But that first date...
Right. Yeah. But he works in finance.
Finance.
So you think he'd be okay. And you know, Adam, I did not know what was going to follow. He immediately whipped out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was like,
nervous.
Oh, what does he whip out at the sushi restaurant? But then it was a Groupon, and I was like, that's even worse!
Want to try my sashimi? No!
Yeah.
Especially
it's
from
a hand roll.
Get it? Spicy tuna. What?
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm five. Okay, should not be subject to judgment. Okay, especially from someone like me who carries a $1,200 handbag. Hey, ladies, you want to look nice. It makes rent by the skin of my teeth. Hey, we've all been there.
Yes.
Don't judge me. Overall, the date was relatively pleasant. Perhaps I've had better, but also had worse. At the end of all-you-can-eat sushi meal, we decided to make plans for the following week for a second date. But once again, Neil's job proved entirely too demanding to commit to a date.
Hmm.
Okay. After several weeks of setting a date, postponing the date, canceling last minute, I mean, come on.
Mm.
Then starting the process over yet again, I'd had it. I gave Neil a piece of my mind. Good for you. Let people know that they can't talk to you like this.
Right.
Informing him that many people have demanding jobs and families, yet still manage to not become a complete slave to their work. In other words, you're not that important. After telling him I was sick of being discourteously blown off last minute, I got ready to erase his number and move on with life as usual. And then he sent me this nugget of gold.
Uh-oh.
So he texts her, I just want you to be happy, even if that means you date and we be friends. My life is always like this. My work life is never ending. I basically sold myself to my company. So dramatic. Is he a 16-year-old I used to date in high school? I'm going to show you something. This is something I don't like doing, but it will help you understand. Uh-oh. It's a picture of his dick. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
So he sends
her a snapshot.
It's a hand roll. It's salmon. Okay, so this is a snapshot he sent her of his bank account, showing that he has $45 million in his bank account, monthly interest. So basically, he's just showing her he's a millionaire.
This is Photoshopped.
Is this how you become a millionaire? Is you use Groupon?
Exactly. So he wrote, this was last year's bonus. I get paid that because of expectations. That's why I'm always working. It's not that I'm blowing you off. I'm not. I'm literally always working. This little flex tick wants me to believe he made $45 million as last year's bonus. Seriously? A screenshot of his bank account statement, which my guess is fake. Who does that and uses the Groupon? I'm done.
Yes. Aww. That lady has better things to do.
She really does.
She needs to go handbag shopping for more $1,200 handbags. We just went right over that. I felt like I stopped there. Yeah. I was like, $1,200 handbags? Are you like, are you Carrie Bradshaw?
I know, yeah.
Like what?
You can't do that anymore. You can't do that kind of frivolous spending.
I don't
very beguiling. it's beguiling. Like bedazzled.
Mm-hmm. You know, for like payback for that, if I was her, you know how Groupon will only put a Groupon for a certain amount of time or up to a limit?
Yeah.
I would just sit and buy Groupons for that takeout sushi place and buy them all. And then he'll never get to go there again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good call.
And then when he comes in, he's like, oh, what? And you'll be like, oh, sorry. And then you like pull out like your book of Groupon's like, oh, it's booked up.
Oh, no.
I'm also going to die from mercury poisoning, but it's worth it.
You have a revenge plan for this millionaire.
So while you're not dating, you're buying up all the Groupons, yes. Sitting there hoping, meanwhile you're buying $1,200 handbags, yep. Cycling through going, fuck you.
Yep.
I think it's great.
I'm happy with my plan.
Absolutely.
Also, it's like, so he really believes that, like, because he works so much and because he's a millionaire, that he shouldn't have to go on dates, or he doesn't want to, but he wants to. Like, what the hell does he actually want then?
Yeah.
Like, why is he trying to date if
does
he's
he
like,
want
I'll
why would you even, action?
Like, why would you even go on dating apps?
You might as well not go on a date. You might as well just hook up if that's what you want.
I have a feeling. Here's my thought. If that guy's really that rich, he's paying for high-priced hookers.
Yeah.
He's having sex. Because you're not
Sex workers.
You're right. Sex workers. Mm-hmm. Alexa likes to correct me when I'm wrong on words and on social prevalence of me being a straight white guy
I
who doesn't
you.
Know what he's talking about. Would you like to take over?
So my name's Adam Carr, and so he probably pays for a lot of high-priced sex workers, and that's how he gets his jollies off while he also eats sushi with his horseradish that's dyed green.
So, horseradish that's dyed green? Who does that?
That's what...
millionaires. Do that.
Is that what they do?
Beguiling
millionaires.
Beguiling millionaires love horseradish.
This guy thinks he's Mr. Big.
He does.
In a major way.
She thinks she's Carrie Bradshaw with the $1,200 handbag. Yeah. He thinks he's Mr. Big.
That's what I heard when you read that. I'm like,
isn't
I'm
that
sorry.
Sex and the City? That's where they go for one of their first dates, right?
Yeah.
How would I know that? I don't know, but they go to a cheap takeout place because it's a Thai place.
Right.
My name's Adam, and I love Sex and the City.
I surprise my fiance sometimes how much she'll be like, oh yeah, like when Aiden did this, I'm like, oh, when he crafted that chair for Charlotte's wedding.
Oh my God, that
she's like,
best.
How did you know that? I'm like, I don't know, it must have been on TBS.
The pieces of wood are different, but together their imperfections were, oh my God.
Here's the thing.
All right. Can this just be a Sex and the City appreciation?
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess we just do that now?
That's what we were doing.
Now
that's
I'm just going to want Nicole Bloom to go, come on, Miranda.
Yeah.
Come on.
We get a sketch called We're So Sex in the City, and we all play different Sex in the City girls, as you can tell.
Yep.
And then our friend Nicole Bloom played Steve, Miranda's like longtime boyfriend husband. She's like, "Come on, Miranda!" But
she
way
does
better
it so
than
well.
That.
Come on, Miranda.
Come on, like, Miranda. Just smile. Miranda. Just come on, eat come breakfast. On. Come on.
Come on, still go with me, Miranda. Yeah.
Like, she's like, "I'm too busy." Yeah. Here's a picture of my bank statement.
Yeah, that's what she did.
So the show's about bad dates. Oh, there we go. Sex in the City for those of you tuning in with us on YouTube.
I'm a Carrie.
So we got that. Now, So, bad dates. Maria, how long have you been married
To your guy? Since, like, 1947.
Oh, nice. So the war had ended.
Yes, yeah. The war just ended, and we were so happy to still be alive.
The women came back from the factories.
Yes, and my husband, or fiancé at the time, was like, what? Get out of the workforce. Stay home and make me dinner. And I was like, no way. I'm going back to work. So that's our love story.
She's Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was riveted by that.
Hey. Were you beguiled?
I was beguiled, riveted. Revited should be the way I would say
Revolted.
Revolted, yeah.
Revolted, I understand.
Yeah, reviled.
We've been married since 2003.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've been together since 1996.
You've been together and you got married when I was a junior in high school.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
Wow. Yeah. That's so amazing. So you've been together since high school because Jeff Graham, our producer in the booth, married his high school sweetheart.
Aww.
He's the married voice of reason.
Nice. Nice, Jeff.
Jeff, how you doing?
You know, I'm being reasonable. I'm just enjoying the show.
You're a reasonable guy.
As the married voice of reason, that's what I do.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
I hear you.
So tell me about, I don't know if you have anything from back then, but if there's anything.
Oh, I do.
Please.
Oh, I come prepared.
This is the bad date section. throw anything at me. Throw it out there. It's right. You know, feel free to blame. Feel free to name drop.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't therapy, but boy, it's going to feel like it at the end.
I love it.
Yeah.
I need some, like, you know, low-cost, no-cost therapy. So
sometimes we just need this. You just need a day where you can scream. It's like Festivus.
Yeah.
Right? Like how each person's let you down. That's what I kind of do every Monday now. It's just, I just do it in the car, though, before the show.
Right.
Just go over the weekend and I scream.
Yeah.
Then I cry and then I'm done.
You know what? That sounds cathartic and healthy and beautiful.
And beguiling. So, how did you go?
Exactly.
I'm just over here like, I'm worried.
Alexa, would you like to start?
Oh, no.
No, Maria, story? You start.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I was like, is that the problem to do the story? Okay,
yes, you go.
So I do have a bad date story.
There we go.
And now it's kind of a situation where, you know that I was super young. I actually didn't start dating my now husband until actually 3 years after high school. So he was not my high school sweetheart.
Oh, wow.
But one of my worst dates ever was obviously not in Hollywood. It was in New England, in the state of Maine, in the woods in Maine. It was a camping date.
What?
The woods of Maine?
What? Yes, it was a camping
date. Was it a multi-day first date?
It wasn't a first date.
Oh, okay.
It
was like, so you knew this person.
Right. So I'd been seeing him for a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I really liked him. I really liked him. And I actually knew him. Mm-hmm. This is my husband. This is that bad date that I'm going to. I just, like, gave it away.
So
he's my now husband.
Holy
this is about,
crap.
Like, this was an awful, awful date that I had.
This is
3 weeks
because
into
sometimes
our relationship.
People just cut bait and they go, well, you know what? It was a shitty date and they don't even want to.
Oh, no,
and
no,
sometimes
no.
You have to keep going. Mm-hmm. You peel back the layers. So this is great.
We've held on for years and years of just pain
like the cold
and suffering.
Grip of death. At this point, it's like you've done 20 miles. You might as well finish the marathon.
Right.
You're like,
I think Jeff knows, right?
Oh,
Jeff,
yeah.
You just hold on and you're
you
like,
just hold on. You know, I'm only a year and a half in, so I feel like we're just starting to find the handrails, but the grip's getting tighter.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah. And when you've known someone that long, it's just like, well, that's a lot of sunk costs. What am I gonna do? Like throw that away? No, I put the time in. I'm invested
now.
Oh,
yeah.
You built this man.
Yes, I'm like, I'm not renting, I bought the house.
My favorite, can you say the quote like I made him?
I made him.
When angry women on Survivor. If they have famous husbands, that's what they always say. It's like, oh, so your husband? Like, yeah, I made him. Like, it's my favorite.
Yes, I'm Lady Macbeth.
Yeah,
there we go. But I love to do the Billy Shakes references. I think everybody appreciates it.
Oh, yeah, Billy Shakes all day, every day.
It's and really what I knew about him before that was he was my physics lab partner in high school. I thought he was hot. But also he was just a rebel, and that was not for me. Even though he was hot and he was good at physics, he... like red flag. He was just a rebel. He would do things like get there early before the teacher was there and write out physics problems on the whiteboard that detailed illustrations and trajectories and correct physics of Mr. Sullivan, our teacher, getting shot out of a cannon and plummeting to his death. And then he'd solve for the coefficient of friction and it would be pristine physics, perfectly correct.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And I was like, wow, that's really great. I'm impressed that you know the physics and you're hot. But then you'd get thrown out of class because this was the 90s.
Yeah.
Like now someone would get expelled, but then he just got thrown out of class.
So he's like James Dean with the mind of Stephen Hawking.
Yes, exactly.
Got it.
Can we make that movie?
Rebel without a Hawking?
Yes.
Yeah. That's it.
And so I was like, well, that's not for me, because I was like a boring good girl. Yeah. I was like, I'm into getting good grades and getting into a good college. And
Maria Chapa, like good Catholic girl?
Yes, of course. There we go. Church every guilt. Sunday.
A lot of guilt.
Italian-American
family.
And
she was really scared of physics.
I was. Yeah. I was like, what if he what do you mean? The canon? What? What's the coefficient of friction?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you are.
There we are.
Photos of you guys.
That's us. That's us on our honeymoon.
That guy's a freaking rebel. Yeah, look at him with those glasses.
He loves physics.
Yes, he's like, I'll figure it out. I've got alien robot face.
A squared plus B squared.
Yep. So that's what I knew of him. And I was like, I'm going to steer clear of this guy who just, you know, makes trouble for the sake of making trouble. But then I bumped into him at our mutual friend Stacy Stanton's party. Shout out to Stacy Stanton.
Oh, yeah.
She's listening. Stacey.
There's nothing I love more than alliteration.
Right? Mm-hmm. Stacy Stanton. Gotta love her. So we bumped into each other. I was like, oh, I always thought he was cool. We're seeing each other for like 3 weeks. And I'm a little scared because I really like him. Like, I like him. And he's like, let's go camping. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, and you don't have to like... He didn't have to convince me. I love nature. I love camping.
Cool.
So this was cool. But then I realized on the way there, I'm like, oh my God, it's just going to be us two in the woods for like 2 nights. And like, I don't know. He might find out that I'm not that interesting. He might learn what a dork I am. I might run out of things to talk about. He's going to see my morning hair. You know, like, and I'm like, it's like,
that's
like,
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I was getting really, really anxious.
This is like, you're in college?
Okay. Yeah. And a cute thing about me is when I start to get anxious and stressed, the way it manifests in my body is just gas.
I can confirm as a longtime friend.
Let the floodgates open.
I am a stereotypical Italian gas bag.
There we go. Jeff, just start playing fart noises now. It's just telling the story.
Oh, Jeff. Yep. Jeff, you will know exactly when to play the fart noises. I know you will in this story, okay? Stick with me because you're going to know when
Cueing
to do
it
them.
Up.
Yep. So on the way there, you know, we're in this 83 Honda Accord that has like this like system, this crazy booming sound system that he put in. So it's okay if I fart then because it's so loud you can't hear. And also they're nervous farts, so they're not super stinky. I want to put that out there. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like I get nervous and I can't breathe and I think I'm swallowing air and then I just fart it out. This is super sexy, I think, for everybody listening.
I just like, I'm so turned
on.
So
much truth. This is so much truth.
I like to be authentic. Yeah. So... All right, we're there. And then I'm like, it's fine, it's fine. I try to take deep breaths, calm myself down, get rid of the farts.
I'm taking breaths
there.
Now. Yeah.
Exactly, right? So we get there, and I'm like, it's going to be okay. I'm okay. And then we get there, and I realize it's so quiet in the woods. It's silent. It's quiet. Like, there's not even birds chirping. Like, it just gets... It's quiet. It's the forest. And that makes me more nervous again. Like, so nervous. Mm. And so I have to fart, but I just hold it in. Because there's no noise. So I hold it in, I hold it in. And then I get such a headache from holding in my farts that I really think I'm going to pass out and die. And so I had no other option. Okay, Jeff. I had no other option. I knew that my only option was to yell over my own farts.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Those are kind of wet farts, Jeff. Do you have drier farts?
There we go.
There, that's a better
one. That's it.
I'm going to search dry farts and see what we find.
Yeah, dry farts.
Okay.
There we go.
Because what I'd do is I'd be like, we'd be talking, and I'd be like, hey, look, is that a bluebird?
Hey! What?
Yellow.
Look, it's a bluebird. Bluebird.
It's great. And I'm doing this all day. And I'm like, great, it works.
Oh my God,
the nighttime
amazing.
Campfire. And I thought it was okay that I had one more. So I was just like, I guess we need more wood for the campfire. Like that. And then he just laughs. And I'm like, what? That's not funny that I said wood for the campfire. Yeah. And he's like, I just think it's funny that you yell so loud when you fart. No judgment. Aww. Just laughing. And I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. Oh, I really like him. I'm like, oh my God, I'm stuck in the woods with a dude who knows I'm a disgusting gas bag. Like, I'm just a sack of potatoes, like, meat body farting in the woods now with this guy who wants nothing to do with me. He's like, no, it's okay. Like, are you okay? Like, health-wise, or is your physical body? I'm like,
that's
so
great. So
cute thing about me is I fart when I'm nervous. And he's like, great, okay.
And then he was like, here's a diagram of the physics of that.
Exactly.
So according to the friction...
This is why your butt cheeks make that noise.
Oh my gosh. So you probably knew then you were going to marry him right then and there.
Thank you.
That's a surefire way.
I mean, seriously, what guy is gonna put up with just a farting lady? Like, anytime life throws something at me that stresses me out, and like, good thing performing doesn't stress me out too much, because I'd just be like,
it's literally love at first fart. Yes. That's what happened.
That's what it I was. For us.
I think that's a good test.
That was your wood story.
Yes. Yeah. I think people from now on should just fart a lot on their
that's
first date.
Beautiful.
And see how
I love that.
React.
You know how Bill Murray said, if you want to find out you get married to someone, like, don't worry about what you're doing, like, go travel with them, go pick somewhere, see the world, travel someplace you don't know, and then if you can stay in each other after 2 weeks and being in a place where you don't speak the language, you don't know how you're going to pay for it, if you come back and you haven't killed each other, marry them.
Yeah.
Nah, screw that. I want your story. Go out in the woods, fart, and talk loud.
Yeah.
And if they say, hey, what's the deal? You know that you can't be with them. But if they go, hey, I think it's really cute that you do that when you fart, that's when I go, you know what? I'm going to put a ring on it.
Right?
You'd be like, oh, it wasn't me farting. It's the body I brought to carry. The gas is escaping it. I'm so sorry.
This is my ex.
You were my, you're my alibi. We were out here camping. We were burying a body.
Classic Alexa.
People disappear all the time.
Murder scene. Yes.
And then you have a little gem.
I got a gem. It's a little dark.
Yeah, go for it.
You?
Me?
The shit we do on this show.
Nope. So
beguile us with your story.
I'm gonna beguile you.
Oh, that's it. I actually said it right.
I don't remember how you said it.
I can't even remember now. Now I'm gonna say it right.
It's beguile, I think.
Oh yeah,
beguile.
Bedoy.
All eyes on me and ears.
I'm right here.
So I just have moved to Los Angeles. This is a very much like an LA dating story.
Oh, yeah.
So I just moved to LA and I didn't really know my way around yet. And I like, but I knew this guy from college that lived here and I always had a crush on him. And we had like started talking. I was like, oh, I moved to LA. Like, and he was like, oh, that's so cool. We should hang out. And I was like, oh my God, we should hang out.
Let's go to the woods.
I wish. So he was like, oh, well, let's go like to the beach. And I'm like, oh, let's go to the beach. I'm in LA. I'm like new here. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to go to Santa Monica. It's going to be like so fun.
It's great.
So we head down to Santa Monica. We like walk around. We walk around the boardwalk. We're talking. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I've like wanted this in college. Now I'm like an adult woman out of college, living in LA, living my dreams. And I have this man with me. And so we start, we decide to go down like to the beach. So we take off our shoes and are walking along the sand.
Okay.
And we are like south of the Santa Monica Pier. And we're like, oh, let's like sit down and like watch the waves and talk. And the waves cover up farts really well.
Nice. Yes, they do. Don't I know?
There we go. Yep.
So we're sitting there like talking and I'm like, wow, like this is like the most perfect like date. Like it's finally all happening for me.
And then you murdered him?
She got the punchline.
I knew it was a really good dark one.
Then he pulled. Then he pulled out a Groupon.
Yeah. Then he's like, "Here's my Groupon for the beach."
Of his bank account, it was $46 million. I was like, "Screw this!"
And I murdered him to death.
And then I made a physics thing about how he's gonna die.
By the way, like you say, murdered him to death. Not just murdered him to pass out.
No, 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 to
death.
But we were sitting there and we're like enjoying the way enjoying each other's company. I'm so happy. And there are people playing in the ocean in front of us and. We're like, I'm like talking to him. Everything's going great. And all of a sudden I hear a scream. And when someone's really in trouble, like a scream has just an extra like special
creepy
thing to it.
Scary.
So we immediately look out towards the ocean and there is a woman screaming and crying and she is holding on to the body of a man.
Oh shit.
He is laid out, she has his leg, like, still attached to his body, but has his leg and is pulling him towards the beach, like,
what?
Screaming for help directly in front of us.
Holy.
So I, in a moment of, like, panic turn, I'm like, go get help! Because I guess what I do is, when things are happening, is just watch it happen and then tell other people.
You took out your
I micromanage
got
others.
Got your phone ready.
Can others help while I stay here?
Hey, go out there. I want to see what the, what the hell's going to happen here.
So my date to like get a lifeguard and then other people started running to get the lifeguards and then and I'm just sitting there and it's literally like maybe 20 feet in front of me and so she pulls this guy, I don't know what to do, she pulls this man onto the beach and then luckily the lifeguards all start running out to him and he is blue. Like I've never seen a human like blue,
yeah.
blue. Oh, and I am like still sitting there, obviously doing nothing. So they pull him out, they start, and then it's
proactive.
Like, so proactive. And then I grew up loving watching Baywatch.
Oh yeah.
And I used to sometimes like take a sip of water and then be like, pretend I was passed out and then be like, and then pretend someone's like giving me CPR
and then spit up the water.
You saved me. So I got to watch that for real.
You're a born actress.
Yeah, exactly. But I got to watch that for real and like not in a fun, like cute, like I'm just a kid goofing off. Like it was terrifying. Dead. He was totally dead. And they were working on there, you know, doing compressions and breathing. And I'm just watching this all happen. And then all of a sudden he does my move of like throwing up water.
He does Alexis move.
Oh my God.
And then he starts just like flailing around because when oxygen, when you have a lack of oxygen to your brain, when you do get oxygen, you can't like really control your muscles.
Oh, got it.
So he is just like flailing around and they're literally like pulling him down.
In mind.
I know, I am. So when you think you've strangled them to death, you're gonna have to.
You don't need to tie them up. They can't control their muscles. And other things I learned on Horribly Hollywood Single.
Stick with me, kid. I got a morbid sense of humor.
Now, what you
got
to do is make sure that they've passed out for 4 minutes, not five. They could be dead. But
yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
A very special murder presentation.
I know. We're doing a little My Favorite Murder shout out here now.
That is my favorite podcast.
That is your favorite podcast.
BT does. I'm a murderee now. Through and through.
We need to come up with a word for what the murderino, what that word is for here. And I don't know what that is yet.
Singolino.
Singolino.
I was really
thinking of like Heartbreaker. Yeah. But
the
not
Little Horribles.
Little Horribles.
Mm.
Little Whores. Maybe just
sex
whores.
Sex workers.
Goddamn whores.
Farting sex worker whores.
Yes.
Blue flailing.
I feel like we jumped out of that story and there's still.
Sorry.
And
there is. So I'm just blue, like, he's
we
flailing.
Left
sorry.
Flailing
so he's flailing around.
Yes.
You don't know what's happening.
So finally, a truck comes down and they load him on the gurney and he, like, look like his, like, color's coming back and everyone's like, and they, like, take him away. And so this all happened in a matter of, like, 5 minutes.
Really?
And we were just sitting there watching this happen and I'm just like, so once he gets, like, taken by the paramedics, I'm just like, should we go get a drink? So then cut to my memory is me just sitting in a bar in Santa Monica. And for some reason, like, I, like, was, like, chugging Chardonnay of all things. Of all the things. You were like, oh, I'm going to have a drink. And this was traumatic. I'm like, I'll have a Chardonnay. I'll have the 2011 Napa Valley Chardonnay.
What's your driest white wine?
Some man washed up. Almost ruined my day at the country club. Now where's my Chardonnay?
And I was just, like, sitting there, like, and I just remember, like, and it was, like, the kind of, like, cheap, like, bar wine glasses are kind of short. And I was just, like, chugging them and, like, and I'm like, oh, okay. I guess, I mean, life is futile. Do you want to make out or something?
I was going to say, that's definitely.
That's it.
Life can end. So we're going to die. Want to fight?
Yeah, that's it. You don't have to use a condom.
I was like, yeah. It's like, this mortal coil is unraveling.
Yes, exactly.
But it was very traumatic. And I'm so glad that man, like, lived, as far as I know. And
that
those
sucked
people,
if he died.
I hope not. In my mind, he's alive.
By the way,
I'm happy.
Alexa, we have a surprise.
Oh my God, is
we
here?
Found that
he's
man.
Here.
His name is Bill.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Turns out he's married to Maria.
Okay.
Oh, so, yeah. I'm farting so much right now, you guys.
Here he is.
It was actually
he's. Hi.
Oh, but yeah, it was
perfect. Well, Alex, we have a surprise for you.
Oh my God. I'm like, I'm so
we
fine,
looked
okay.
back at the archives.
I was very worried. But yeah, that was a first date. You
That's
ever
crazy.
See a man die and come
we
back to life.
Farting
on the
first in the date? Woods and bringing a guy back to life on the beach.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Only in LA do we get a half drowned man. And by the way, Maine's going to be famous now for farting in the woods.
Maine is already famous for farting in the woods.
Maine is.
I think it has been for millennia.
There's lobsters and there's fart in the woods.
Don't give me that credit, Adam. I mean, really, I don't deserve it.
Come for the lobsters. Okay. Stay for the farts. Yeah. So we're going to jump real quick over to our red flags because...
Oh, okay.
Not that I don't know. That was just my lame transition. I don't know how we get from farts to drowning man. That's just a red flag. So what we do now, boys and girls, we each are going to read our cards that we have in front of us for red flags. You're going to read each one aloud, and then you're going to pick, in the words of Step Brothers, the bugaboo, the one that you just cannot live with.
Our number one.
Imagine
red flag.
The person you're with now. Yeah, you love them so much, but add this thing onto it, and maybe. You might find yourself.
I could never be with someone who has a lot of flatulence.
So,
I could never be friends with someone that nervous farted.
Or doesn't know how to swim.
Oh my God.
I had to take it real dark. Real
dark. All right. Which one of you ladies, would one of you ladies like
first.
To go first?
Okay. So my three red flags are amateur cannibal. Not a pro cannibal, amateur.
Does that just mean like they just... kill a random person by an alley and just try to eat them and see
I think happens. To me amateur means they don't know how to cut up the body.
Mm. Okay.
So it's just a hot mess. And then it looks like a toddler skills. With spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. It's about the carving skill.
It's a toddler with spaghetti. That's good. But it's over the body.
Yeah.
Got it?
And then the second one is kicks every animal they see. Well, I'd be impressed if they can reach squirrels. Because squirrels run fast.
Yeah.
If you think about it, too, a squirrel is like a rat. They could have rabies.
Mm.
We don't associate them with that, but they could.
Right. I guess they could.
If you saw a rat or a squirrel, this was the argument in Inglourious Basterds, right? You're not as freaked out by the squirrel. It could still carry the same exact things.
Yes, mm-hmm. So.
This is what society, this is what Disney did to us.
But it's so cute.
Think about Disney. The squirrels, much friendlier, but think of Lady and the Tramp, right? Mm. What was the villain that was going to bite the baby? A rat. They didn't even give it a name. They just gave it a silhouette. I think Disney kind of made us biased against rats.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk sorry. After so about this?
I'm sorry.
No, that's a little I really want to hear more I'm about saying, Adam's feelings just about rats.
That. Just think about that. Like, how much power Disney has to make little kids, and they associate certain animals with bad things.
Yeah, with bad things or good things.
And then,
things,
now they're better because, Pixar did Ratatouille, right? So now we think positive.
To be fair, I grew up, I had pet rats. Like, I love rats.
Wow.
I had pet rats.
That would be my bugaboo. We couldn't. Yeah. We could never.
They're that's adorable. Why it would never have worked between you two.
I mean, I get it. Maybe if it was like a white rat or
there
something.
Was, there was one white rat, and then there was one that was hairless named Curly.
No.
That she stands alone, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just imagining like a zombie movie where there's like a zombie rat that's like hairless and like giant and running at me and I have to kill it.
Well, I don't want that either.
Well, I know, but nightmares. That's what I'm thinking. Jesus. No, I'm having nightmares now with that. Okay,
well, back
sorry.
To my third red flag, dabbles in torture. That can be fun. I'm going to have to go. That looks like the
hairless rat.
That's Curly.
I can't unsee it.
All right.
He's super cute.
All right, I get it. I can.
So for these red flags, for these red flags, the one I just could not deal with is kicks every animal they see. You can eat a person or torture a person, but do not kick an animal.
You should see, I got to see the documentary still Don't Fuck With Cats. Because
Don't watch that.
But I heard.
Don't watch that. Don't watch that.
All right.
I watched it because everyone's like, Alexa, you'll love it. And then I literally, it was like in A Clockwork Orange. Like, I felt like my eyes were, open and I just had to watch it. And I wish I never saw
it. Great. Now my fiance's not going to watch it now. She's going to hear you saying it.
She better not.
I worked her up 2 weeks to finally get to watch it now.
You can watch it. Amy can come over and hang out with me.
All right. That's it. So,
she is not watching it.
Kicking the animals. Maria, how about you? What do you got over there?
I hope that I don't have those because I would not be able to choose. Okay. Spends every day using dating apps.
Ooh, boy.
What a slap in the face. Very rude.
Yeah.
It's like, moving right along. Mm-hmm. That would be very strange.
Yeah. Let's just see what else is out there.
Yeah, that's weird. Also because I've never used a dating app. I'd probably be like, what else do you find?
Do you know how lucky you are?
Who's on that? Why are you doing this a lot? What does that mean?
Hearing someone who's never used a dating app, that's like someone saying, I've never been in traffic before. Like, just how lucky you are.
Yeah, you're special.
To have never been a part of that crap.
I remember back in the day when it was like, it was Yahoo Personals way, way long time ago. And it was like a thing at the bottom of my Yahoo email. And it matched me with my brother. Because he was like, same ethnicity, lives in the same town. He's a dentist. I was like, maybe. Mom would never accept it.
Next up on Yahoo, Hermanos del Amor. Yes. So,
all right, next one. Okay. Has to pee every 5 minutes for 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of wasted time.
But those are two weird things because every 5 minutes, poor guy. Maybe he has a prostate thing. But for 5 minutes, how does he? Does he have any electrolytes in his body? I'm concerned.
Ooh.
Okay, third one.
Or maybe it's like a drip, drip, drip.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
He has a prostate. He has prostate issue.
Right,
probably.
Right.
Maybe he's 70.
Yeah, and I hope he has at least $45 million.
He better have $45 million. That was just a bonus. He got. Exactly. That was just a bonus.
I bet he got there by using Groupons. Yeah. Okay, eats crayons. Oh, that's cute. I would love that.
She likes underage men.
He's 6.
I feel like, how does the purple one taste?
Not like grapes.
Oh gosh!
But stop chewing it.
Wow, these, I'm so glad I didn't get yours because I would not be able to choose, but these are fun. What would the red flag be for me? Mm. Oh, gosh, I'm going to go spends every date using dating apps.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I don't know anything. I don't know anything about dating apps, and I feel very left out.
Yeah. Oh.
That'd be weird. Yeah. It's got to be together.
Yeah, like I want to have similar interests, and if his is dating apps, then not for me.
Not for me. What about you?
All right, boys and girls. Conveniently forgets wallet every date night. Always has ID, though.
Oh,
I mean, as a guy, I mean, I'm going to probably pay for some dates, but, you know, running another one. Has 19 kids and counting, so she's
Whoa.
Fertile.
Whoa. Well, does she have a reality show and makes money? Because then,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, let's say she has a reality show and she has 19 kids.
Okay.
Will only eat if you play airplane with their food.
Again, so cute. Aww. The crayon guy and the airplane girl could hang out.
Yeah.
I'm just such a yenta. I'm just like, oh.
Matchmaker.
Only if you play airplane with their food. Let's see. Well, it's the one I couldn't live with. I'd say, yeah, the 19 kids and counting.
Yeah.
That'd be nuts.
Like, is it because of the kids now? Or because the under area is ravaged?
No. You know what? I would think that those would be battle scars that I would love because they would show that, like, she loves kids and that's, like, that's a part of aging and life.
But, like, how would you even remember all their names or parent or know if they ate?
That's a lot.
I just,
you're running a ship. That's no longer a family. That's a ship.
True. Well, then you make it fun.
Mm. So, as we wrap up here today, I just want to put it in front of you ladies. If you could go back, give yourself dating advice at 18, right?
Take gas.
Bright, young, and cheery-eyed.
There's something called gas X that you
what
won't
would you,
discuss.
If you sat
mine
down
would be
with you,
give Maria gas X.
Right?
Thank you so if much. You,
let's just say there's a magical door. It's like Lost, right? And you go into this room. You have 90 seconds.
Okay.
You can talk to 18-year-old you and give them advice. What advice do you give them for love?
Wow. The guys you are attracted to are all they all have emotional issues. And don't, number one, don't date actors. Number two, don't date men with emotional issues that are
actors.
Passionate.
So actors.
And don't date guys that, like, memorize lines for their job.
So actors.
Don't date guys that like to be in front of the camera. Don't.
Porn stars.
So don't date guys that go red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Before they go to work.
But no, but really, I'd say,
oh God.
If you're immediately, Alexa, if you're immediately attracted to a man, he has emotional issues. But if you meet a guy and that's super nice and you're kind of like, he seems kind of boring.
Yeah.
He's the love of your life.
No.
Buckle up because he's going to be solid.
Oh. That is good advice. Yes.
Look out for boring. Maria, what about you?
Oh my God. That was really good.
That was good.
That was really good. I think mine would be like, hey, Maria, first, there's something called a leave-in conditioner. As I would say, because it was just like East Coast, you know? And then I'd be like, you know, make sure your buddies, like your friends with this dude.
Yeah.
Or lady, because at 18, who knows which way it would go.
I have never been friends with someone that I dated until I met my fiance.
Awesome.
I never associated a friendship or realized that that was something so important.
Yeah.
That, like, that is everything.
Because you're going to want to hang out with them.
Yeah, I want to sit on the couch and be with them.
You're seeing them every day.
Yeah, and that's not boring. It's, like, the most joyful experience.
It's the most wonderful adventure.
Yeah.
Because you almost...
it doesn't stay joyful after so many years. It becomes neutral, but wonderful.
Uh-oh.
All right, real quick. Give us your handles on where we can find you. Obviously, Maria, you have a brand new podcast that's dropping this Saturday.
It's at Wrong Voicemail Pod on Instagram and Facebook. And you can follow me at Maria Ciampa, which is C-I-A-M-P-A, everywhere as well.
And you can find me at thealexarose.com and at thealexarose.
Absolutely. And guys, once again, I'm Adam Carr. This is Horribly Hollywood Single. Be sure to like us on iTunes, podcast. Give us a review if you really like us. Follow us on YouTube. I'd like to leave you with a little quote for today. Dating is like putting those tasty Samoa Girl Scout cookies in the freezer to enjoy, only to find out later that they become hard as a rock. Dating in LA? Same thing with the Samoas, except when you bite into it, your teeth fall out and you go bankrupt. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
what
I'm
a
Adam
happy
Carr.
Note.
Thank you, Alexa and Maria, for joining us. Thanks
for
Jeff
us.
Graham
Thank
and the Bureau.
Thank you, Jeff.
Guys, reminding you all, stay horrible, stay single. Hey, we don't judge.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.